The World Championships in Athletics on IAAF Radio.
What a night we have had on the sixth evening session of the 15th IAAF World Athletics Championships in the Bird's Nest Stadium. Four finals were being contested. The final event of the evening was the men's 200 metres. Usain Bolt looking for his 10th World Championship title. He lined up as one of eight finalists in the half-lap sprint event. And when it got underway, it was a championship performance from the main man of the moment, who powered his way to his 10th World Championship title.
Off and running, first time of asking. Bolt gets out very powerfully. He goes to work on the outside. He has already gone by Jabouan on his outside. On the inside, Gatlin is traveling very well. It is Gatlin and Bolt. Bolt comes off the turn in front. Here comes Gatlin. Gatlin is coming forward, but Bolt is leading ahead. Bolt is still bleeding. He runs to the line and takes it ahead of Gatlin. Third spot, very close between Jabouan and Edward on the outside. 19.56 seconds, and Usain Bolt, world of the world record, runs a fantastic time this time around. This time it is 19.56, the fastest time of the year for any athlete, as his mother celebrates here beside me in the commentary position. And Usain Bolt is champion once again of the 200 meters, and he stands tall ahead of everyone else in the 200 meters at this level.
We're going to hand to Mrs. Jennifer Bolt, who is dancing jubilantly here in our commentary box on IAAF Radio. Mrs. Jennifer Bolt, just yes, put into words the feelings you're experiencing at this point.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable. I know that he will win, because I know he is a winner, the world boss.
He is indeed.
The world boss has claimed another victory.
He's the world best.
How will the night play out for you and the family now, Mrs. Jennifer Bolt? Will you see him before the evening's out? What's the first thing you're likely to say to him when you see him?
Oh, I'll just say congrats, world boss.
So, Mrs. Jennifer Bolt sharing in the celebrations right here in the IAAF radio commentary box after seeing her son Usain Bolt power his way to world championship gold in the 200 metres. A world-leading time of 19.55 seconds ahead of Justin Gatlin in second, 19.74. And Anso Jobadwana of South Africa with a national record in third, 19.87 seconds for the bronze medal. And in the end, Garfield Samuels, it was another dominant display of 200-metre running by the defending world champion.
It's a clear example of, if you want to teach a youngster or to see how the 200 should be run, a clinical display, ran the turn really hard. He had the command and presence over the rest of the field. By the time he came off the turn, he had the lead. We had a bit of a surge coming from Gatlin, but it was just not enough, because with that momentum after he swung the turn, there's no one who would have been able to catch him. And that was the case here, where Gatlin tried, but Bolt was so superior here. He continued to power his way and eventually winning in 19.55 seconds.
I agree completely with you. His form down that final 100 metres was phenomenal. And especially if you could compare him to Gatlin from a technical perspective, there was a major difference. Gatlin had, by that stage, fatigued, had started to lose form, his hips had dropped, whereas Bolt had beautiful
long
technique
strides
all the way down to the finish line, and then, in fact, eased off at around about the sort of 8 to 10 metre mark, because he knew he had it in the bag by then. You've got to wonder, he could have gone faster. And I know we've
That's
said
the frightening
that.
Thing.
It is frightening, because he has a lot of running in his legs at
yes.
the moment too, doesn't
yes.
he? Because he's had the 100 metres, he's had all that pressure.
That's right.
It's warm, it's humid. You know, to do those sorts of rounds and finish with those kinds of time were really amazing. I know that we keep laying plaudit after plaudit on him, but it's hard to have enough adjectives, isn't it, to describe what he's done for the sport, to describe, you know, the phenomenal performance that unique human being has done out here on an athletics track.
I think we'll soon have to invent some superlatives to add to the English vocabulary to describe what Bolt is. Every time he performs, there's something new and different. Yes, it is great, but it's something different from before. It is something which it adds a different dimension. It's just not the same. When you compare what he did here at the Bird's Nest in 2008, what he did in London 2012, what he's done in 2009, even though there were world records in 2009 and 2008, but the difference in terms of his wins here, and it still puts him in the realm of greatness maybe, like in cricket, we say an immortal. Is that a term we could
hear? He's up there with Don Bradman. Hey, I can say that being Australian.
I think in track and field terms, he's in a class all by himself. Lightning Bolt strikes once again in the bird's nest in the men's 200-meter final, securing Jamaica's third world championship gold, courtesy of a world-leading display of 19.55 seconds. And then his lap of honour took about... When did that race take place? It took about 40 minutes to complete, I think. Terrific celebratory scenes here in the bird's nest. But Usain Bolt underlining his status as the best combination sprinter we have ever seen by taking World Championship 200-meter gold, his 10th World Championship gold medal over the course of his glittering career. There were also finals taking place on the infield, and what a final we had in prospect in the men's triple jump competition. Two protagonists over the 18-meter barrier. We were wondering what type of competition it would produce. Christian Taylor of the USA with his final jump of the competition.
Taylor takes the runway, and he now tries to wind the crowd up. Arms up above his head, clapping, and he's rocking back. Here he goes. He's got 1768 to his name, which holds him in that gold medal position. As he speeds down the runway, hits the board cleanly, and it looks long, and it is long. It is massive. What colour flag do we get? It could be close to the world record. Christian Taylor, magnificent. 18:21, unbelievable. He's just moved in to be the second longest jumper in history. Just Jonathan Edwards in front of him now. Magnificent jump. He had about 10 centimetres on the board as well. Incredible jump with a 0.2 tailwind. He is excited, as he should be.
Well, Pedro Pablo Picado produced his best jump of the competition in the sixth and final round. It went out to 17.73, but it wasn't enough to overhaul the second longest jump we have ever seen by Christian Taylor in round six, securing his second world championship gold with a brilliant performance. So close, just 9 centimeters shy of the world record and championship record of Jonathan Edwards in what was a brilliant triple jump competition.
Well, the competition turned out a little bit differently to what we expected, didn't we? We did expect that there was a potential for the world record to be challenged, but we thought there would be two men pushing for it. As it turned out, Taylor just took that event to himself, didn't he? In the last round to come through, really it was the clutch jump, because he knew Picado had a jump after him as well, and he delivered that jump and threw down the gauntlet. And what a gauntlet to throw down. 18 meters 21, just 8 centimeters shy of that long standing world record of Jonathan Edwards, which we hold up there, don't we, as one of the greatest ever world records that still exist. So I think he absolutely cements himself as being the triple jumper for the year with that jump, unless somebody can come through and break the world record. But he's got the Olympic gold, he's defended his title, and he has those championship qualities that we've seen Bolt display as well.
Christian Taylor securing his second world championship gold here in the bird's nest in what was a terrific triple jump competition.
It was massive. I mean, you saw the Taylor laid, well, first of all, the it's more like a pendulum swinging back and forth. We then had Taylor laying down the 18:21, Picado having to respond to it. Did improve as far as his last attempt with 17:73, but he was still short of getting beyond that 17:21. And we keep referring to the world record. I know the listeners must be wondering why we keep doing it, but you know what? We're what, short, 8 centimeters short of it? This is true competition. We haven't had this level of intensity close to the world record for a very, very long time, and hence why we're so happy about it.
18 meters 29, Jonathan Edwards soared out to in Gothenburg 1995. 18 meters 21 is what Christian Taylor produced in the final round of the men's triple jump final here. That jump good enough to secure him world championship gold. And afterwards, he spoke to Chanel Ferguson in the mix zone.
We spoke yesterday about what could happen today, and you had a fantastic competition. American record, the second longest jump in history. tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, God is good. You know, I have to continue to glorify his name because, you know, switching feet and having to go over that hurdle, it was very difficult. But my coach never gave up on me. And so, you know, at championships, this is what you want. This is, you want the personal best. You want to leave it all on the track. And my coach is, Reyna is unbelievable. And, you know, we get to add a new accolade to the trophy case. So I'm very grateful.
Now, it was on your sixth and final jump that you pulled it out of the hat. You didn't get tight. You were relaxed and you exploded off the board.
Yeah.
And you didn't even get all of the board.
Yeah, well, he just told me just let it rip, you know, back up a little bit and give yourself some space, give yourself the opportunity for something special to happen, you know. And like I said, I have an incredible coach and he really knows the things to say to me to get me to that next phase and, you know, to come out with the personal best, last jump, best jump. You know, the crowd wants a show, and I'm glad I can give them one.
Well, yesterday you told me to expect big numbers, and you gave us big numbers. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good to see you. Thank you.
And Christian Taylor alluding to the fact there that he's had to switch takeoff legs. Remember, Jessica Ennis-Hill had to do something in the multi-event. Denise Lewis had to do something similar after a foot injury as well. But to switch legs and go out to the second furthest jump there has ever been. Put into perspective what that's like, Jane Fleming. Is it almost like learning to write with your opposite hand? How big a challenge is that for an athlete?
Not so difficult for a triple jumper because they're obviously hopping and stepping and jumping off both legs anyway. So they would have very, very similar strength. They'd do all of their bounding and hopping and plyometrics is what we call it in the world of sport. They do all of that off both legs anyway. So not so difficult as perhaps what it may be to change legs to high jump on or change legs to just long jump off. But for a triple jumper, I think a little bit more doable, and he certainly did it well.
Most certainly did. We had another final on the infield here. That's what got the evening underway on this sixth day of competition here in the Bird's Nest, and that was in the women's hammer. Anita Vlodicic, the world record holder, with that figure she set on the 1st of August of 81 metres and 8 centimetres, the only athlete in history to go beyond the 80-metre line. It meant that the championship record was under threat. It meant her own world record was under threat. And in the fourth round, she produced a throw for the ages to secure world championship gold. Anita Vlodicic had just launched another one. That has gone beyond 80 metres once again. This is absolutely sensational hammer throwing from Anita Vlodicic. She breached the 80-metre barrier to set a new championship record in round number three, 80 metres 27. And she has gone beyond her own championship record once again, 80 metres 85 centimetres in round number four. The only athlete in history to go beyond 80 metres is now doing so on a regular basis. Anita Vlodicic securing world championship gold with her fourth round effort to secure top spot on the podium for the second time in her glittering career. And how impressive was that performance, given the pressure she would have come into the competition with by being the world number one in such dominant style?
Well, not only that, but she threw the world all-time number two and number three throw in that competition. You know, and that's almost unheard of to do it twice at that level. And she really, I mean, she owns that event, doesn't she?
Certainly does. And, you know, it gives you an idea. On the 3rd of August, coming into these championships, she had thrown the world record, 81.08. Now, the rounds and all, lots of pressure and all the things to think about. But this seems to have been nothing as far as she was concerned, because she came into this competition and posted the second and third best throws all time here again. I mean, that's just unbelievable, because so many champions who come into these events and they do not replicate or even get close to where their best ultimately is, which in this case the world record of 81.08. So kudos to her, 80.85 meters eventual championship record, and she had improved it earlier. And then the Chinese athletes, a season's best, 76.33, getting also there. Taverner as well, to fierce competitor, 74.02, must be given credit for her performance. And of course, there was a Great Britain record in 73.86 from Sophie Hitchens as well.
And that's how it finished in a dramatic women's hammer final. Anita Vlodicic possessed six of the top 10 throws of all time, but this is just a second global title, adding to the one she won in Berlin 2009, and doing so with championship record figures as well. So what a night of action we have had in the Bird's Nest Stadium. And there was another final on the track as well, comprising the four gold medals that were decided tonight. And it was in the women's one-lap event. The power of the defending champion, Christine Orohugu, the audacious youthful exuberance of the Bahamian, Shaunae Miller, and the blazing speed of the experienced Alison Felix. Which one of those qualities would come out on top in the one-lap race for women's 400-meter world championship gold? They're away first time. How quickly will Alison Felix go out? She's gone out very hard indeed and has already eaten up the stagger and is going past Christine Orohugu on her outside. Alison Felix has made a blistering start to this women's 400-meter final. Christine Orohugu is trying to respond, and as they approach the 200-meter mark, Orohugu is back up on the shoulder of Alison Felix and is already going past. Christine Dane, lane number 8, is going well for Jamaica. Felix responds again and puts the hammer down, going around the curve. Coming into the home straight is going to be Felix, leading from Shaunae Miller on her inside. Shaunae Miller making a late run, but Alison Felix is away and clear. Christine Orohugu's late surge isn't going to do anything for her on this occasion. Felix takes it out of canter. Shaunae Miller in second. Sherika Jackson, Jamaica third. There's your 1-2-3. It's a sub 50-second clocking for Alison Felix. 49.26 seconds for Alison Felix, who claims her first world championship gold at the 400 metres. So the first world championship gold at 400 metres over the one-lap event for Alison Felix, but her ninth world championship gold overall. A terrific performance by Alison Felix, and the speed at which she took out that start, Jane Fleming, was astounding.
It was scary. I saw Marita Cox world record actually in Canberra. You know, what was that, 1985, 30 years ago. That's kind of scary. It gives away my age, doesn't it? But I saw her run, and the way she ran that world record was exactly like Alison Felix just did today. She took it out unbelievably fast, as did Felix. But the surprising thing with Felix is she didn't die like I thought she may have if she took it out that fast. She held on. She was flat on the track at the end. She gave it everything, but she held on beautifully to take that title for the first time.
Now, we're entering the realm of speculation, Garth, but to what extent did having Alison Felix flash by on her inside disrupt the rhythm of Christine Orohugu? Because as we pointed out, come the middle of the 200-meter start, Orohugu was back upon her shoulder. And in the final analysis, Orohugu finished eighth, as though making that response left her with nothing left for a characteristic surge down the home straight. So that laying down the gauntlet like that, how did that affect the game plan of the defending champion, Christine Orohugu?
I think Orohugu responded there, and unfortunate for her, it was probably based on how she runs her 400, not the time to have responded. And she did, whether it is out of panic, whether it's just as a matter of fact needing to go at that point. But I think because at that, when she made the move then and tried to go with Alison Felix, she had nothing left in the home straight to come home. And this is what she would normally do. Her run is towards the end. We've seen her chase many times from the back to eventually win. Just wasn't going to happen here, and I think we may even be seeing a changing of the guard of the 400 meters, where the likes of Shaunae Miller, who finished second, and Sherika Jackson are coming up to replace the likes of Orohugu and the others. But we still have, of course, next year the Olympic Games, where you'll still have the likes of Francina Makuwari and Sanya Richards. We'll see how they will battle with the likes of those who won medals here.
Alison Felix claiming her first world championship gold in the 400 metres. All of a sudden, the medal table has a better complexion from a United States point of view, because they now have three gold medals. Their first on the track secured by Alison Felix, Christian Taylor in the men's triple jump, adding to the one secured by Joe Kovacs in the shot, and the USA are back up to second place in the medal table behind Kenya, who incidentally weren't contesting any finals on this sixth day of action. So that's how things wound up from a dramatic sixth day of competition in the evening session of the 15th IAAF World Athletics Championships. Four finals decided, a championship record in the women's hammer, the second longest jump of all time in the men's triple jump, and for Alison Felix, her ninth world championship gold. For Usain Bolt, he secured his 10th. Thanks for staying with us, and join us next time.